Welcome to Rebrew Podcast. I'm KJ with Red Door Title, and this is Melvin with Fairway Independent Mortgage in Tampa. And we are here today at Grindhouse Brew Lab in Clearwater. I am in love with this place already. It's movie themed, so the owners, Rob with Two B's and Lisa, they are self-proclaimed movie nerds, and this whole place is decked out in different memorabilia and hand-painted art. Like, you just have to come check it out yourself to see what I'm talking about. But I was going to give you just a little bit of background on what is going on here, and then we'll let Melvin jump into the beer because he's got a little flight, and then we'll get into some content. So today at Grindhouse Brew Lab, first of all, let me get the website just in case you want to check it out while you're listening. It is grindhousebrewlab.com, and house is H-A-U-S, not house like a... Well, that would make sense, though, for real estate.
Good word, yeah.
That makes sense all together. Yeah. Look at that.
All together.
So they started in 2015. They were just for the brewery supplies, like the homebrew supplies,
yep.
or I guess other breweries as well. But then they shifted into having their own brewery in 2016. During COVID, they kind of remodeled things and shifted things around. So that's how we have all of this beautiful atmosphere in here now. Let's see. So Rob is the brewer, and he homebrewed a lot during college. And then when he got here to Tampa, he actually opened a Tampa brewery and started and was like their main brewer over there and kind of learned the ins and outs doing that. And then he and his wife started this one. And over here in Clearwater, it's just a very different, like, homey. I like the way it feels in here.
Me too. Yeah. Fun fact, I was here several years ago, like, prior to COVID, and it, all the memories came back as soon as I got back here. I came for the weird. You know, everybody who knows me and knows beer, you know, I like the weirdest beer. The weird, the more weird it is, the more into it I am. And I will try anything. You know, like I was in New Hampshire one time at Red Hook, and they had a beer that was brewed with... live lobster.
Oh, with lobster. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing. And they had an oyster beer, too. Not my favorite. But I tried them because I like the weird. So I'm super excited because I got my little flight of weird. You know,
flight.
There's a couple on here, and I took a picture of them because I'm going to let you do your thing. But before I forget what these are, because I want
to
taste them. So it's more so why I wanted to cut her off because I want
to
taste these. So what I have here, so I have the Boondock Shake. That is going to be one of their St. Patrick's Day blends and flavors. Actually, I'm going to pull up the picture I just took here because I want to go over the flavor profiles with you real quick because they are pretty darn cool.
Well, also, while he's doing that, these are served, the flights, in little beakers.
Little beakers.
Because it's a brew lab, get it?
So cool.
How cute is that?
So, all right, so let's talk about Boondock Shake. It's chocolate mint sour with fresh mint and, is that cocoa? Yes.
We got to confirm.
Cocoa
from
confirmed.
The source itself.
72% dark cocoa. Very specific. I love that. The next one up, I have the Tri-Wizard. It's a triple berry. Again, obviously, sour. So it's raspberry, strawberry, blueberry, pastry sour with cinnamon. Mm. That's going to be exciting. The next one up, I went spicy a little bit. So Franchise Wars, jalapeno, and tomatillo sour.
That's
the mild sour. It's not the hot sour. The last one I have is the hot one. Some like it hot. It's a dill pickle and jalapeno goes. So, yeah, super excited. So cheers to that. If you're into good beer, small batch beer, not mainstream beer, you know, the kind of beer that you could probably get once and it'd be a while till you get it again kind of beer, this is it. So come here and stock up. I will be going home with a growler of whichever one of these I'm in love with.
I'm so jealous that you
just
got that.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm excited.
Most of you know, if you've listened before, I usually go for the gluten-free option, and they are fresh out of their gluten-free stuff. They get it back in tomorrow, but... I think you may have already found your favorite, and you didn't even get to them. Which one is that?
The Boondock.
Man.
Y'all heard the slipping.
There's more ASS of a little bubble.
That's ASAP. ASMR.
You know what I'm saying.
Wow.
So a couple of things. They have a lot of events for you to like come and hang out at. And I love that about this brewery. It's not so common everywhere else. So they have a book and board. It's their book club. And they meet the last Sunday of every month. And they come and do like a potluck. And the foods that are brought have to relate back to the book. And I love
it so
much. And they share the recipes. If it's something that has a recipe, they share all of those. So it's always the last Sunday of the month, except for March, because that's Easter, and they will be closed on that day. Then the first and third Thursdays, they have trivia night. Sometimes they have themed trivia. Sometimes it's just regular trivia. And then the second and fourth Thursday, comedy and like an open mic night kind of a thing. Let's see, there's a membership you can do. So on the Labor Day weekend, Big Lebowski weekend, they call it, you can apply to be a member for the following year. You get some discounts and some special things as a member. And there's markets that they do. I think you do twice a year markets. And so like local vendors will come in and sell their goods. They always like to have things that are like handmade and small crafted and nothing like mass produced. And that's another thing that's very special about this brewery. So I'm glad we got to do it this year.
Yeah, I really like that. You know, we've talked about it several times. Your vibe is your tribe. This is a vibe.
Oh, it is a whole vibe.
And it's probably a cool tribe.
Nah, I know.
So
we
talked about the memorabilia thing. So that might have to happen. I have a lot of memorabilia. I don't know what to do with. But this could be a really awesome home for it all. I'm just saying.
I love the auction idea. Though.
Yeah, me too.
And then donate to something.
Absolutely, 100%. I would like to donate to like some sort of kids film, like, you know, something to keep the arts alive. You know what I mean?
Good
music, film, something like that, you know.
We'll work on that. I like this idea a lot.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So what are we talking about today?
Oh, man, mind shifts, mindsets.
Mind shift.
It's actually...
Mind your shift.
Yeah, holy shift.
Holy shift. shift.
You know what's really funny about this shift is...
Check this shift out.
I just got back last week from Texas from our annual fairway meeting, which the whole like premise of it and the whole theme was master the mind shift. So naturally, I'm like, you know what, this is fresh on the mind. Well, drink every time we say mind. really funny about that is I already had that in my brain, and we're talking about, hey, what topic's next, right? And she was like, let's talk about, you know, like mental stuff and the shifting of the mind. And like, I was like, are you kidding me?
Like,
again, without even conversing. Like, that was the thought. And that was her note she already had down before she reached out to me, was how to get over some of the mind hurdles.
When we're twins, we say we're twins. Yeah. We mean it. We literally, like...
It's weird.
We were making memes at an event at the... We weren't even sitting next to each other. We weren't even, like, in eye contact
with each
other. It
was weird.
And we're in here making memes... About the same thing. And shared them with each other, and we're like, really?
From tables away.
Are we even serious right now?
It's so weird.
But,
it's a little creepy.
So mind shift and mind, what your mindset is, and then things that you need to do to get out of either a funk or move forward. You can't just stay stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Things have to change and progress for you to grow and to be truly happy, I feel like.
You do. You do. You know... It's just saying, it's the mind thing is, it's a lot, right? Especially in our industry, any industry really, the fact that you can kind of get in your head about things, you know, something so simple, something you do all the time. You can get in your head about it and get stressed out over the same thing you do every day on a daily basis as your job. You know, so there's a lot of people say, you know, mind over matter, and there's all these different scenarios and sayings and things that go along with the mind shift, you know, but I don't know. There's so many things that we've done, I know, in our careers, even recently, where we've had to shift our mindset. You know, we were just talking about it on the way in here, setting up even, you know, how last podcast, you know, my mindset was, man, I don't think that was my favorite one we've ever done. But then I've gotten more feedback on that one than I've gotten before, positive. It's just so bizarre how your mind can play those little games on you, you know?
So I learned about something mind-related this week, and it kind of falls into that thing. Like, both of us are neurospicy. We both have, you know...
Neurospicy!
We're both neurodivergent. We have ADD and ADHD.
Some like it hot.
Some like it spicy hot.
Just saying.
And part of learning about yourself and learning about your own neurodivergent, what flavor of spicy you're going to be,
right,
and how to use that as a superpower when you're in your business. But the other thing I learned about is people who are often neurodivergent, there's a lot of us out there, they have this thing called RDS or RSD. I might mess up the letters.
There's an R and a D and an S in there.
There's
somewhere.
An R and a D. It definitely starts with an R. And it stands for like rejection something syndrome or sensitivity, but it means when we do something and we feel like we fail at it, we feel physical pain. Like,
right.
We cannot get over something, and it's always situational based. It's not like anxiety where you're like months of downness, but it's like a situation will happen and it'll hurt when you feel rejected. But in our business, like we were talking about last time, bounce back better. When you have the mindset of, you know what, I'm going to play this little mind trick on myself where I'm going to get down about this failure, but I know it's just my mind talking to me. Let me shift out of that and find the gift in the fail. And what am I going to do to get better? As long as you're the self-awareness of that alone is huge. And that in itself is a mind shift.
It is. It is.
Playing with your own brain.
Playing with your own brain.
Playing with your own brain.
yeah. It's a lot going on in these brains, let me tell you. Here's something I was deep diving in this week that I think is really, really cool. And I actually started searching even harder after I heard this podcaster talk about it. And it was in the whole realm of like your mindset, right? Surrounding yourself with the right people has a huge impact on your mindset, right? So the thought process there is, one thing I heard was, don't surround yourself with unlucky people. Right? And I was like, well, that's a weird thing to say. Like, don't. Yeah.
How do you know?
Right? How do you know?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how lucky are you?
How lucky are you?
If you're below an 8.
But that was where my brain went too. And she said this. She's like, you know, don't stop surrounding yourself with unlucky people because it's going to rub off on you. And I was like, well, how do you gauge that? And she goes, unlucky people, that is a mindset. The people that are unlucky, she's like, those people that are unlucky, it's because of their mindset. It's because of their thought process. They're the negative.
They're the victims.
They're like the, hey, this is never going to work. This is not going to. So it's not that they're not lucky. It's that their mindset is always negative and pessimist. And, you know, the glass is always half empty instead of full. You know, so when she started expanding on that, I'm going, you know what? That's crazy to think, you know, because a lot of people just think surface level. Oh, they're not lucky. They never win anything. No, it's a lot deeper than that, because a lot of the people who are going down those paths of unluckiness, deep dive into that. Start thinking about it more than just the surface level. You know, these people that are unlucky in gambling and unlucky in their business, unlucky in this. It's because of what they're doing and how they're doing it.
And how they're thinking about
what they're thinking
doing.
About. Or who they're surrounding themselves with at the same time while they're doing these things, right? So that's like, a lot.
People with kids, and like you've got your nephew living with you and your husband, and my husband and I, we have, you know, the 4 kids that live with us and then 2 older ones.
Bless your soul.
I know. And we see in our children when they hang out with people that are victim mentality, don't have drive, no ambition, they change.
Oh my gosh, it rubs off on them so hard. Their mindset shifts into the mindset of the kids that aren't achieving anything.
Exactly.
And then they make it okay. Well, so-and-so's doing it.
Well, so-and-so's.
So-and-so's not doing this.
And like, do you think that goes away when you're an adult?
No.
No.
Follows you everywhere.
I mean, that's exactly what happens when we're adults, but we don't see it because we're
well,
busy and no one's watching over us, but we can see it clear as day with our kids. And we're like, we don't want you hanging around so-and-so anymore because you are a whole different kid when you're around that person. Mm-hmm. When talking about growing in your business, it's like that example. You never want to be the smartest person in the room.
Right, right.
You always want to be in a room where you're learning something. So we were talking about that the other day. We were like, oh, like this room, I feel like I already knew everything that was being taught and said. And okay, we'll pick a different room then. And
pick a different room.
Don't get all ego about it. Put the chip off your shoulder. Go to another room and get humble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Take a deep breath. You know, take a deep breath. Here's... Give yourself time to recharge. Give yourself time
to
recharge.
He told me to do that the other day.
Charge. You sometimes have to take a step back, you know, and actually allow yourself to think about whatever actions were done or whatever wasn't accomplished, whatever didn't, you know, whatever mindset you're in at that moment. Like, just take a second to recharge, think about it, and reset. Don't go into everything with that negative mindset, with that negative thought or that failure on your shoulder, right? Take a breather. You know, we've talked about this, and I told Carrie, you know, one thing that we both as individuals have to work on is saying no.
We're recovering people pleasers.
We're like, what's that movie, Yes Man?
Yes. Yes, man.
Yes, man. yeah, so in the theme of movies, saying no is hard for us because we do, you know, oh my God, we just get so much joy out of helping others. It's insane. That to me recharges us. But we've had these conversations. If you say yes to the wrong thing, that's going to deplete your batteries faster than anything ever. And it may even end up in it may be a bad situation altogether. You know what I mean? Like, you think, oh, well, I'm saying yes because I do so much business with this person. I don't want to tell them no. Well, then that's the time you flop so hard that they'll never use you again. You know, like, that's the thought process behind it. But people don't think that far ahead. You know, they just get in the mindset of, oh, I don't want to lose them. I don't want to lose them.
Right.
Quality over quantity. Take the time. Be able to say no. Say no intelligently. Say no professionally.
Right.
You know, say no and follow up with the yes. You know, like, hey, no, not right now, because, you know, right now there's a lot going on. You know, I can't really give you the time right. that I want to give you. I can't give you the mind power that I know I'm capable of right now because I'm being utilized in so many other ways this week or this month. Mm-hmm. But let's get together at a different time. That way I can give you 100% of me, you know?
Or be very professional and transparent and say, that doesn't really align with our core values of our company. That doesn't, I love you and I wish you all the best and whatever yeah. that is. But if it's really not something that you have put clarity in your business, I want to do these things to grow my business. Okay, well, someone asked you to do something that's outside of that. You're gonna feel like a fish out of water.
Correct.
A beta fish out of water.
A beta fish. The new one's thriving, just so everybody knows. The new fish is thriving.
Update.
I'm pretty sure my old fish was just, he had an issue. You know, he didn't
broken.
Go anywhere in the tank other than the top of the water upside down for the whole week we had him. So I'm pretty sure he was just on his last leg.
Yeah.
So the new guy likes to swim around. He's actually really fat. Every time he sees a human being, he's like, food, 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 food.
He's
like,
around
chill,
his
bro.
People.
Chill.
He's happy. He's thriving. The other fish was like, no.
He beta chill. Okay.
He was in victim mode, and then he did.
He was in something mode.
Something mode.
But
yeah. The podcast that I shared with Melvin this week, and I kind of just found it accidentally, and I'm obsessed now. I will hyper-focus.
I did start listening to it. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And her voice is very calming, first of all.
Right.
Let's go with that. So our brains are accepting her voice just because it's so calm. But it's called the distracted entrepreneur, the easily
yes.
distracted entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Her name's Amber Hawley, and she has
Amber Hawley.
Yeah, and Hawley H A W L E Y.
Yes, it is spelled. That's what I was gonna look. I was like, it's spelled different.
Yes. But if you look that up on your podcast, it's going to align very nicely with things that you're learning in our podcast. What are the things that we do is we listen to a lot so that we can kind of piecemeal the parts that really stuck out. When we're talking about our content, we can pull in outside sources so that you know that we're not just talking out of our ass about stuff.
Right. It feels good to be validated too sometimes, because it's one thing to have these thought processes. And for those of you that don't really have, you know, a group of people that you can confide in or run ideas past, you know, I think that has a huge impact on your mind. Because if you're only stuck in your own mind, like, that's a cage in itself. You know, like, get out of there. Get out of there and find someone you can talk about these things with, you know? There's so much power in feeling validated. You know, I think back to, I know we talked about in the last episode, you know, the brokers that go out and meet with other brokers and they kind of just discuss their life and their team and everything, right? That's got to feel so good to find someone else that's going through the same hurdles and stressors and things that you are. It makes you feel like normal. You know what I mean? Like, okay, so maybe I'm not doing anything horribly. Like, everybody else is going through the same
right.
struggle, right? Again, find your people. Find someone with the like-minded that you can relate to, that you can share these moments with, or these thoughts or these feelings, right? I'm dying. Let's get one thing straight and two things gay. I'm dying to use this. Good decisions can spiral. I heard this.
Interesting.
Don't know, remember where. Good decisions can spiral. And the way you respond to a good decision spiraling, again, I think it goes right back to if your good decision turned into something bad later, or like, here's the way that it was put, and here's the way that I digested this, right? When she said good decisions can spiral, I was like, what the hell how does a good decision spiral, right?
That was my face just now.
I know, you can see it in your face, right? So let me go ahead and break this apart. Let's peel these
monkey
little
bread it.
Let's monkey bread it. Oh, I love that. Listen, squirrel. You know, my nephew, he thinks Suzuki's, like the motorcycles, are Pazookies, like the cookie from BJ's Brewhouse.
Pazookie.
He goes, look, I'm Pazookie.
That's adorable.
It's so
don't
cute.
Ever change.
It's so cute. Yeah. But no, I mean, good decisions can spiral. So let's break that apart real quick, right? Not in a negative way, right? For us ADHDers, for us, like, we can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to say no to anything.
Mm-hmm.
our good decision could lead to so much extra work that we do go into a spiral. And that spiral could be just never having time or never being able to complete a task or never being able to. And that's where she went with the spiral, because I'm thinking like, there's no way anything good I've ever decided on is going to be bad.
Right.
But then when she started breaking down, I'm going, man, no, a good decision can spiral. You can make a good decision to market or let's say link up with a mortgage company or link up with a real estate company, or maybe you're in a different line of business. You link up with some other company or person, right? It was a good decision at first. Mm-hmm. That now has turned into so much extra work and so much extra time suck, so much extra money, like financial suck. Like, it was a good decision to start, but then it evolved into this nightmare of a situation that some people can't even get out of. Right. You know, I'll let you put your own lens on what that good decision that spiraled is. I think now that I brought it up, people are going to listen and go, oh, that does make sense. I did have some decisions I made that were freaking phenomenal, and now I'm just like, what the hell did I do that for? Why did I do this?
No, that doesn't make sense now that you've explained it.
Right. So it's crazy, because sometimes we do make those decisions. But again, how do you bounce back from that? How do you get out of the mind funk that is, man, I shouldn't have done this, right?
Self-aware.
No, you should have done this. you know, you should have definitely done it. You know, and to add to that whole notion, you know, make small changes to get to wherever you want to be. You know, when you're in this mindset of like, ooh, let's get it done, you know, that whole, I call it like the Adderall method, you know, as soon as it kicks in, you're just ready to roll.
Well,
you know, but
the all or nothing.
All
or nothing.
You get an all
mindset.
Or nothing. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be that way. You do not have to live all or nothing. You can say, I want this portion of this idea to work, and if the rest happens, great, but I'm focusing on this, or only spend an hour on something instead
bite-sized pieces.
Right.
Bite-sized pieces.
People tend to just...
That's what I heard from the podcast you sent me. Bite-sized pieces. Take it, easily digestible. Do what you can as you can. You know, if it's just, hey, I got to map out 1 hour a day to email clients, do that 1 hour. If you got 15 minutes, take that 15 minutes.
Right.
But do the little tiny increments that then will lead to more down the road. You know, once you feel comfortable, it's just like, you know, we talk about social media all the time. It's, you know, obviously I go to social media for a lot. Take it with a small spoon. You know, don't go hard, don't go crazy. You know, we talk about getting distracted by the shiny objects. You know, it happens all the time. People are like, I'm going to talk. They spend thousands of dollars on equipment, all this. They don't even know what the hell they're doing.
Right.
They just know that someone else had all this stuff, so they bought it all.
Yeah, they're like, I'll figure it out. That's an ADHD symptom, by the way. If you're like, I'll just figure it out. And most of the time you do.
Eventually.
Somehow. Mm-hmm. But you're probably going to be overwhelmed. You're going to be overworked. Yeah. She's like, yep, that's me. She's raising her hand back in.
Yep.
So it's just one of those, you have to be self-aware that you've gotten yourself into a situation where you're in overwhelm. Mm-hmm. And once you realize that, you can then set up positive triggers to get you out of it. You can say, okay, when this happens, when my brain goes here, this is what I'm going to do to get myself out of it. It's all about self-awareness to get yourself.
It's very self-aware, but you have to be mature enough to be able to be self-aware. And outside of that, you know, back to the topic last week we discussed is getting feedback from people. You have to be open to constructive criticism. Right. You know, if you're not open to feedback, if you think everything you're doing is perfect and great and the best thing ever, good luck. Mm-hmm. Have a good life, because that's not going to end well ever.
Right.
You know, I think there's a lot of power in being intentional with your time. There's a lot of power of being intentional with your thoughts that you put out to the universe.
I heard a phrase that goes with that. Sorry to interrupt
you. Yes, yes, go.
It goes, I texted it to you. Words make worlds.
Words make
so
worlds.
So speaking things out loud can create other worlds for you. And we're not talking about anything like multi-dimensional here. It's just literally...
Right.
Talking, like when he and I talk about stuff, it'll open up a door, or it'll open
a red door.
A red door, hopefully. Or it'll allow a partnership to get formed, or it'll allow, so words make worlds. And when you're talking about something in a positive manner and you're attracting those things into your life, whether it's, you know, you mention it to you and then you mention it to someone else, or just depending on how spiritual you're going to be about it, just... The fact that it's out there.
The fact that it's out there.
The fact that it's out there.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think in this real estate world, you know, to get back on a real estate topic here, you know, in the real estate world, what I know we see all the time and it just irritates me is people, they give up where they're at. They give up. And they just think, oh, I can't do this. This isn't working for me. This brokerage isn't working for me.
Especially
because
right
of this
now.
Or because of that, because of that. There ain't nothing wrong with your damn brokerage. It's all in your head. It is all you. I'm going to keep it real as possible. Get out of your own head. Jumping ship to another brokerage is never going to fix what's going on in your own head. All that's going to do is create more chaos for most people. Now, if it's you're jumping for a bigger pay split because you've now exceeded, you know, where you started with this brokerage and you're growing and flourishing, okay, makes sense. Do you, boo-boo. If it's just like, I don't like where I'm at because I'm not getting enough this or I'm not doing enough that, do it. Yeah. Just do it. Like, be your own person. The most successful real estate agents that I know, honestly, are the ones that aren't just hanging around the office like, doo, 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 hope things work today. I don't know what we're doing here, but I'm just going to sit here and type on my computer for a couple hours. What the fuck are you doing?
Was
get
it
out.
Bert or Ernie?
It was both combined. It was Bernie. Listen, get off your ass. Get out there. Shake hands. Hold babies. Like, it's this COVID world thing where people stand behind a screen and do business. Ugh. It's dying again. It's everybody. People want real, tangible relationships. Get out of your mind funk. Stop trying to convince yourself mentally that it's the brokerage or it's this or it's the fact that they don't have this system or they don't have that system or they don't have this cool tool that Compass has or this cool tool that Remax has. Or y'all aren't using the damn tools. So what's the point?
Right.
Focus on you. Get out of your mind funk. Surround yourself with the successful people.
Very passionate about this.
I am, because it irritates me that people just get stuck in this funk. And then they just spin their tires over and over and over again.
It is.
They get financially screwed. You get mentally screwed. You know, like, it just becomes, again, it's what you think was a good decision that turns into a spiral of chaos. You know, focus on where you're at. Try to make that better. If you legitimately have an issue, cool. Then figure out a plan B. But if you're not mature enough to realize that you're the problem, that's a problem.
Or if you, that's a problem.
You're the problem, that's a problem.
You're the problem, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
But one of the things that they mentioned, I got listening to it on the way to our event this morning that we were at, when you're around people who make your life a little bit easier, like, so this is going to tie into the brokerage jumping, because if you are aware that the people that you are surrounding yourself with don't understand you, they're not, they're too structured and you're less of a structured person, or they aren't structured at all and you're a super structured person and you feel like you're fighting your own brain to get through the day, that may be a reason to move, may need to find something that fits the way your brain works a little bit better. So, like, we meet with brokerages all the time, and we've got teams that are like, we have meetings at 9 o'clock every day, and we're in the office from this time to this time. And then we have other brokerages that are like, you do you.
Do you. Yep. Do you, boo-boo. Just work.
Hey, go out and make some money today.
Sit.
And if you need me, I'll be here for you.
Right.
And for me, that's the brokerage that I want to be with. So if I found myself in a brokerage or a team where I was just like, the stress from doing this 9 o'clock meeting every day is driving me crazy.
Get out.
I may need to move. But it's not because, oh, I'm not getting enough leads. I'm not, you know.
Correct.
It's I'm realizing, okay, the way I operate is not the way that this business operates. And this is just going to keep clashing until one of us burns out or I get fired.
Oh, and do your homework. You know, if you are deciding to jump ship somewhere, do your homework first. Don't just say because someone else said it's amazing. You know, everybody has different flavors of the week. You know, you might not be someone's flavor of the week. You might not be someone's flavor of the year or the decade or the century.
They might be allergic to you.
You might be allergic. You might be gluten.
Don't be someone's gluten.
Don't be Carrie's gluten.
Don't be my gluten. I'm going to avoid you at all costs.
Avoid you at all costs. Or don't be someone's peanut butter.
Oh.
You should be someone's EpiPen.
Yeah. Ooh. Be someone's EpiPen. I will save you.
Oh my goodness.
Put it on a t-shirt.
Be someone's EpiPen. Yeah, I mean, listen, this mindset thing, it's easier said than done, I get it. You know, but a lot of it starts from just self-identifying. You know, for those of you that have spouses and significant others, ask them, be bold. I mean, hell, it might even get you some kudos. You're like, hey, can you tell me, like, some things that I need to, like, work on as a human being? You know, like, tell me what, you know, they might not know at first, but listen, that day will come. They will tell you. You kick the red door open, so they're gonna be like, coming through, like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, God, what's that Dane Cook?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, man, you broke that wall. I love that skit.
But, yeah, I mean, it's, man, I really want people to be strong enough to just identify where they're falling short and be open to feedback and open to shifting their thought processes on things, you know, especially those of you that have been in this industry for ages, right? Whether you're new or not, shift the mindset. Things are different. Things are changing. Adjust and move on. You know, if you're doing all that stuff, getting into social media, stop looking at other people and basing your success off of theirs.
Oh, God.
Your success is your own success. Stop doing that. Stop chasing the shiny things and the followers and all the other things that come with it because everybody else is doing or it looks like this person's successful because it's to hell with them. Mm-hmm. Do what you want to do that makes you happy. Do what makes it work for you, you know?
Do what makes some people's happiness comes from the freedom of choice of what to do with their own time, right? That's like if you polled 100 people. 80 of them would say freedom and happiness
freedom.
Is from having the choice of what to do with my time.
Mm-hmm.
And so people get into real estate thinking, oh, I can have my own schedule and I don't have to work as hard. Okay, whoa.
False.
No, that's false.
False.
But that's true for any entrepreneur, whether it's big business entrepreneur, mm-hmm. small business entrepreneur. They're going to find themselves having to work extremely hard, especially in the beginning. And it comes as a shock to them because they're like, I thought I was doing this to get back time and to get back freedom. Okay, yeah, but you got to get to that point.
You got to get there. You got to get successful and you got to do the grind house.
You got to hire the grind house.
Ha ha.
You have to have the right people around. You got to put the right people in the right seats. And that takes trial and error.
Yeah.
And you have to have things that once you get into the groove of it, have a system, have things that are automated and things that are delegated and things that are, let's use mm-hmm. a go-go, are eliminated. You have to go through that stuff. And that's a process. So people jump into this thing thinking, I'm going to have all of this time, I'm going to have all this. So that in itself is a mind shift.
Huge.
The other mind shift that I think is very important for people who are trying to get on social media marketing, stop using social media as like I bought Starbucks today, you know, or here's a picture of my dog eating a bone. Like, okay, you're using social media now to promote yourself. That is your business.
Yeah.
So you've got to stop going, I'm just going to take random pictures. Like, let's have a method around it. Let's
be intentional.
There you go.
With your time, with your post, with your thoughts, with your things. You know, we had a special guest recently on our coaching. He was a mortgage lender, and he was talking about, you know, some mental things that he was kind of going through when it came to, like, posting and doing things. And one of those was he had a very vulnerable moment with his daughter. It's super cute. He's a huge Swiftie. He has daughters, and they're huge Swifties, you know. And there was this vulnerable moment where, you know, something went down, and, you know, he started crying, and it was in the video that he wanted to post, and he held off because he was like, I don't think I want to post me crying on my social media. He's one of the biggest, you know, most successful lenders at Guaranteed Rate, and he's like, I don't want people to see this. And he's like, you know what, screw it. Posted it, and man, tremendous feedback, tremendous. Like, it was just such a positive interaction. He's like, it was amazing.
Right.
He was like, he was so scared to do it, but it was amazing. His mindset was that of, I can't post this because, you know, people are going to look at me less than because I'm crying, because I'm this big, burly, jack dude crying.
He's like, that's in your mind.
He does bodybuilding and working out. Like, he's a big dude, man. And you get out of your own head. Mm-hmm. People want to see those moments. People want to be vulnerable with you. People want to see that you're human. They want to relate.
Well, that's why those big, big speakers, like we talked about last time, Tony Robbins, Ed Milet, and the other one that's my favorite. I can remember his
definitely
name.
Your favorite.
I can't think of his name right now. They went through hard things, and when they shared those stories, that's when the connection happened.
That's when the connection happened.
That's when people were like, wow. So get out of your mind cage of, I can't do this because. If it feels like on brand for you and it feels like this is me, this is authentic, tie into all the other themes that we have going on with our podcast. If this feels like something that's you or it really did happen to you, share it.
Share it.
and let people
sharing connect. Is caring.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. And recharge. You know, really what it boils down to this whole episode is give yourself time to recharge. And then after you've given yourself some time, whatever that time is for you, for some it's days, weeks, some it's hours, you know.
Mine took like 10 days.
Yeah, see? So,
you know. I was in a 10-day funk that he had to pull me out of.
And then let's say, you know, you get to the end of that recharge, you know, time frame, right? Then ask yourself again, like, can I do this? Can I do this? Like, I can do this.
Right.
You know, give yourself the little motivational pep. Surround yourself with other people that are, you know, in the same thought process. You know, bring your ideas and thoughts to other people and let them, you know, hell, let them knock it down. Who cares? Mm-hmm. You know, because, again, intentional. Why go out there and spin tires doing something that people are like, I wouldn't do that. So
right. There's
like,
a difference between being busy and being productive.
Yeah, and it's, I think people confuse that
often.
Busy and productive are two different things. Like, I could be busy and get nothing done.
Get nothing done.
Nothing done.
Your business didn't move. You didn't move the dial.
Talk about a mental mind fuck. Mm-hmm. Holy moly.
And then
I'm like, I sat on my computer all day.
Like, what did I
do? Did nothing. I browsed Amazon. I was on Temu. Because it's not Temu. Still butthurt about that one.
You're still
spelled with one E. There's no I in there. It drives me nuts.
There's no H.
Yeah, right. I don't get it.
H is our L.
H is our L.
L.
Oh, I gotta love L.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy. But yeah, I mean, just make the right decisions. Take the time. Say no. Say no, like say no more often, you know. I'll use a current situation, obviously without names or people, right? But current situation, talk about screwing up your mind funk, right? This is a situation where this person probably should just say no more often, right? But you know, if you're showing someone homes, you know, you're spending the time with the buyer, right? And you know, they're overdoing it. Right? Say no. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to lose so much business chasing after this one person to try to satisfy them. Mm-hmm. Say no. If you're not saying no, do it kindly. And the context I'll give you is this particular situation, person's seen probably well over 26, 30 homes, right? In the course of 2 weeks. Insane.
2 days.
No rhyme or reason, you know, some in Lakeland, Sarasota, I mean, they're all over the place. Right. It's like all these different places, right?
You've all been there. If you're in real estate.
You've all been there. If you're buyers, yeah.
You know what we're talking about.
Sometimes it's better to say no, because what's going to happen? You're going to chase after all these homes, spend all this time, and you're going to lose out on some other deals. Mm-hmm. You know, this particular price point's under $300,000. You know, obviously you can't redline, say what you do or do not want to do business with, but you can be intelligent with your business and say, hey man, like, this is not how the process typically works. Like, you know, just to show someone 26 houses in 2 weeks is absolutely insane. How many business opportunities you might have missed out in between, right?
Right.
Same situation, you know, same individual put in a contract on a home and then wanted to look at five more the day after. You know, and again, agent could say no and be like, listen, no, that's not how this works. You're under contract. We're not looking at other homes until this falls through or if it falls through or however you want to position that, you know, vocally. But man, say no, because then you're just building this atmosphere of like, yes, 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 yes. And then you're backing yourself into a corner and then you're mentally screwed. You're stressed. You're all these different emotions because you didn't just say no. Why? Just
you're a people pleaser or you're hungry for a deal and you are spinning your wheels trying to make something happen. You're doing that mm-hmm. square peg in a round hole.
You are.
If you are bringing a buyer around to 30 houses, and we've all done it.
Everybody's done it.
And you just think, well, one, I really like them, so like I don't want to piss them off and say no. Okay, well, let's have a conversation.
Lead with education.
Every single time, because you will come off as an industry expert. You will come off with, okay, let's draw the line. You didn't want to see any houses that don't have a pool, right? The things that you wanted on this list, the must-have list, these other houses don't have them. You just want to see them because what if? Right?
Mm-hmm.
But we've already seen 30, and every time it doesn't have those things,
you're
you
out.
Don't like
right.
it. So let's not do that. And then once we're under contract and that house does have everything, there's no reason to go see five more. Now, maybe if during the inspection it kind of looks
wonky and
and you're like, I'm not so sure I want to go forward with this, and then a new one pops up, I can understand going to see that one. But that conversation around, this is what you said you wanted. Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to do. This is how our time is going to be delegated, looking for your house.
Be intentional with your time. Mm-hmm. Again, be intentional. Mm-hmm. Be intentional with your relationships with your clients, too. Be intentional with the questions you ask them. You know, if you just make it all willy-nilly, like, yeah, no problem. Everything's always no problem. They're going to put you through the ringer. And you're going to be stressed out, right?
They probably won't actually get through the whole deal.
No. Get into their mindset. Get into their psyche and figure out, like she said, figure out what they're really interested in. Figure out what they're really looking for. You know, do they really need a huge kitchen? Are they really looking for a pool? Get to know your individuals. Build those relationships with your clients, and it would save you so much stress in the long run, I think. I don't think people, and we're not in an environment where you can't ask questions. I don't know anybody who's buying a home that's not, if your client's not comfortable with you asking hard questions, then it's going to be a tough deal anyway. You got to ask the hard questions, like, hey, man, are you sure this is going to work? Because, you know, you said you needed this. Or are you sure this is going to fit? Because you said you have, like, three kids and a dog, and, like, there's not much of a yard.
Right.
You know, like, don't go into it for the deal. Go into it for the relationship and let the deal fall into your lap.
And tell them that's what you're there for. Yeah. I'm here to get you into what you have told me is your needs, the lifestyle that you want, the space that you need according to your family or whatever. And my job is to fish out those homes and get rid of everything else. Or, you know, if you're someone who isn't in real estate, you can apply this same thing for working with vendors or working with people that are,
correct, yeah.
I want you to have this event. I want you to have this kind of thing on your menu. I want you to have this. And like, you're pulled in a million different directions. Okay, go back to the core value. Go back to the list of the things that, you know, just like a home that you need, your business needs these things. Go back to the list. And if it's not on the list, say no.
And if you're already too far down the trench, too far down the rabbit hole, whatever hole you're into, any hole's a goal. Finish out whatever you have planned, right? But stop planning more. Stop piling things on top of it, because you're never going to get out of that mind funk. You're never going to get out of it. Just set a date, like, all right, cool. So I have appointments all the way up through April 4th, whatever that date is, right? And then say, you know what? April 5th through 10th, I'm going to take a recharge break.
Right.
Just take a break. I promise you, these people aren't going to disappear. They're not going to go, like, you know, it's a little different in real estate. You know, they may find another person because they're in a hurry to buy now or whatever. Find a friend. Find someone that could help you out or whatever, right?
A business partner.
But if you get that opportunity to recharge, recharge, you know.
It's
so important. You know, my car wouldn't go anywhere if I didn't recharge it. You know?
there you go.
Just saying.
Be a Tesla. Be a Tesla. Charge yourself up.
But not on self-drive. Don't be in self-drive. You don't want to be autopilot all the time. No, not that kind of Tesla. We're going like the bargain Tesla. It doesn't have the autopilot.
Be a bargain Tesla.
The bargain Tesla. They exist. They're actually pretty cheap now.
So I posted this on my Facebook, I really like what it says. We have been working in this hustle culture for a while.
This is a good thing to end on. I like this.
Yes. So the hustle culture, it is like, I work all the time. I do this and this and this. And we're multitasking and we're working day and night and we're bragging about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying, look at how much I've done today. Look at all these things I'm doing. Okay, slow down.
Slow down.
Hustle does not equal happiness.
Correct.
And honestly, that's really the goal in life. Your goal isn't to be a hustler. Your goal is to be happy.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Right. And I think it started with that song. So don't listen to that song. Don't hustle. Be a Brussels. Wait, I don't know that it made no sense.
Don't hustle. Be a Brussels? I'm not sure where you're going with that one.
I'm thinking Brussels sprouts. I'm so hungry right now. I smell food.
I'm dead. Don't hustle, be a Brussels. If you don't put that on a t-shirt for no reason and have no explanation, I'll be so mad. Just no explanation at all. Just a little picture of like a cartoon Brussels sprout. Like one of those little charred ones, you know?
Oh
my God, Brussels. Don't hustle.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You got it. Well,
don't hustle, you're being a tussle. I don't know.
Don't hustle, you'll get in a tussle. I don't know. If you have one better, just comment and we'll see it next time. Yeah, we'll do our giveaway. Will we? We're going to do a giveaway. We've been so good about this. This is going to be the one, I'm telling you. Again, where we are, we're at Grindhouse Brew Lab in Clearwater, the website to find all the events and everything.
I'll post everything in the show notes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Grindhouse AUS brewlab.com. There we go.
It'll be in there.
I want to come to some of these events, so if anyone's interested, like, hey, I want to go to that trivia night, you want to come with me? Invite me. If I can go, I will go. Yep. I love those kinds of things. If they are doing a Star Wars themed trivia Harry Potter, I'm going to dork out with you, mm-hmm. and I will come with you. Mm-hmm. I will just make sure, call ahead of time and make sure they got my gluten-free seltzer, and then I can come hang out with you.
Yeah.
What did we need to say before?
Lastly, you know, just this is the month of March, depending on when you're listening. This is March that we're in. I have a ChatGPT class I'm going to be doing in April. We have, I'm going to keep everybody up to date, actually. Follow us on all the socials, you know, myself, Carrie, and Rebrew. Outside of that, we have a panel coming up in April as well. So that's going to be awesome. So there's some cool stuff there. We have Tech and Title coming up next week.
If
you're listening
Wednesday.
To this, it's the last Wednesday of every single month that we do Tech and Title.
People ask us that and all the time. I'm like, it's always the last Wednesday.
And it's, which is funny because for months I had it screwed up on my calendar.
Yeah, but yeah, that's
just,
we had to fix it.
Yeah. Again, it just goes back to like, recharging. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to take a break and stop taking appointments for a while because I was so far behind on my own calendar. Mm. It's my calendar and
he
it was not working.
Up, cleaned up our show notes,
cleaned
like
up everything.
Our notes between ourselves. He goes, I cleaned up and organized our notes and then I opened it and I was going to add something to it and I was like,
so that's going to be a further episode. We did talk about this. I want to do a whole episode on tech.
Yeah.
Like ways to streamline your life, you know, less like motivational and more of like, here's some shit to download.
Right.
Here's some things to try.
If you're not using these, you need to at least try them and see if they fit with whatever you're doing. And then
And we'll go over that because I don't want you guys to go out there and download a bunch of things and get rid of what you already have. Try things first. Take the trials. Take the free version of life. And then, you know, go pro when you feel that it's working for you. Mm-hmm. But I'll leave you with that. I mean, we have a lot coming up. But keep everybody in the loop on all the things. I'm super excited for what's to come. And stay tuned for the next brewery we'll be at. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm trying to find a lot of more of these little hole-in-the-wall niches that are amazing because I'm here for small businesses. I'm here to help. I just love this atmosphere. I love the environment. So
We will be doing our in-person live one at the end of the year. We have not announced where or the topic or have open registration. None of that has started yet.
Be prepared.
Yes. I never give anybody advance notice on anything, so here we go, advance notice.
Facts.
December of this year, there will be an in-person podcast episode that we will be recording, kind of like a Q&A, but it'll have some meaty content in there, but then we'll open it up to whoever is there. It will be limited seating, so if you're interested in that, be on the lookout for any of the sign-up sheets.
That's it. We love y'all. We appreciate you.
Good.
Yeah. Thanks, Marker. We're always going to use that. Always. Just let you know. Hi, Cindy.